Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for May 22nd to the 28th. So happy May long weekend to my fellow Canadians out there. This is our first official long weekend of the season. And it's been nice. I think the weather here in Southern Ontario has been nice. We didn't have any rain. We've had blue skies, so that's a good thing. So wherever you guys are, I hope that you are enjoying the coming into the summer. This, you know, it's just only in a week or so, we're going to be in the month of June. So welcoming summer and all the changes that brings with us energetically through our frequencies. We've had some really significant astral weather happening definitely all weekend. Even last week, it was kind of like nonstop. This is not something that's kind of out of the ordinary, because this actually is the high time, right, for the sun. It's the high season for it to be doing all the stuff that it's doing. I just think that there's more activity than there normally would be. Like, I think we had one day where we had like 27 solar flares and like lots. So it's like, it's definitely lots. And so if you are sensitive to that type of energy, and I think everybody is in some degree, and I think I've said this before, but I know for me, like, I feel it physically, like I get the physical stuff, but I can also feel the people in my family, they get agitated. There's like an agitation about them. And so maybe that's just because, again, I think when we, it's like your immune system, it's like your spiritual immune system, whatever is kind of like weakest, is when, you know, when something's coming in that's not feeling good, it kind of irritates the weakest part of us. And so maybe for me, because that's my physical body, just because it, you know, I need to do more work on it, that's where the irritation comes in. Maybe for somebody who's got some emotional work to do, the emotional irritation comes in. I think it depends on, but I definitely do believe that it will affect like the weakest part of you vibrationally, which only makes sense, right? We talk about in traditional Chinese medicine, we have the qi, which is the life force, right? But we also have wei qi, which is stuff that comes from the outside and kind of like attacks us. And so your qi is the defense of it. And so if there's certain weaknesses in your qi, then the attacks will feel stronger in those parts of your being for sure. So if you are sensitive to the big astral weather, the geostorms, the solar flares, all of that stuff, there's really not a lot that you can do other than say to yourself, okay, so there's a lot of energy coming in. This is probably not a good time for me to push against it or try and do too much. So I need to honor my body, honor the ebbs and tides and the flows of it, and bring lots of water into the equation, because water is also very, very helpful for moving energy, clearing energy, grounding energy. So that will be very, very helpful. Now, when I went in to ask about what we kind of needed to know about for this week, it was a bit of a mixed bag of stuff. So I'm going to try to just go through and dissect it in the sections that they gave me. So the very first thing that they showed me and talked to me about was empathy versus compassion. And I think this is interesting, because a lot of us kind of confuse the two, I think, sometimes. And so what they showed me was, so for empathy, when somebody's, an empath, or you're being empathic, we tend to take on the energy of the person that we're feeling the empathy for or the empathy towards. And they showed me like literally stepping into their shoes. And I know that that's something that I have always done, and it's not a good practice to have. It's really, you know, for a long time I thought, well, that's, you know, part of my super skills, part of my, but when you do that, you actually are taking on the energy of the person that you're doing that. And you have to be pretty skilled at being able to do that and then come back out of it cleanly. So with not having any kind of leftover remnants of the person that you did it with. And I don't think that I, you know, have been skilled enough to do that. So when you are doing, when we're experiencing that empathy, we tend to take on the energy or the frequency of other people. And so feel into that for you right now. Like if that's, just think about it. Like if you're having a conversation with somebody and somebody's talking to you about their problems or the things they're going through, do you find yourself kind of almost doing like an energetic blend with them and like kind of like feeling the way they're feeling and taking that on and kind of bringing it in? And so remind yourself that that's not a great practice to have, unless, of course, and this will probably take us down to the last point that they gave us, that your soul has come here for those particular experiences. And so without a doubt, if you're a soul that's doing that, you definitely will gain experiences. It's like as soon as you start doing that stuff, doors open for you. They may not be the doors that you necessarily wanted to open, but they definitely will be doors of experience for you. So keep this in mind, because I feel like there are a lot of souls right now who are like the experiences doors are like wide open. It's like every single thing that you know, your little on your checklist of things of why you incarnated, why you're here, all the work you need to do, all these doors are popping open for you. And we may not be recognizing that in the moment. So have that recognition of that. Now, if we say empathy versus compassion, so compassion is what we, you know, they've been showing us that we're here to do, what we're here to work on, what we're here to achieve. And so compassion is the ability to hold the space for the person. So you can still listen to the person, then they talk about their problems and all of the things that are going on. This is also, you know, worldwide. You can feel the compassion for the earth, for the planet, for all the situations. But you feel it from a distance. So it's more of a holding space and not allowing it in your space. And it's still, and it's if you feel into the two different ways of experiencing that, they're very, very different. So the compassion, the holding space really is very empowering. So, and I feel like when you're doing that, you're empowering yourself, but you're also empowering the person that you are holding or situation that you're holding space for. But they're saying at a distance. So you're able to do that at a distance. So rather than you taking, you know, the small amount of energy that your human vehicle carries and then popping it into the situation or into the person and then expecting to be helpful and supportive right in it, you're doing it from the outside through the frequency of compassion. So really kind of play around with that and have the awareness of that, because I feel like they're saying to me, this is going to be the new way of doing things, or saying much needed. So for many of us, we are really going to have to realize that that's how we do it. We need to have the compassion, because it's a very powerful frequency. It's very healing. It opens up our heart center. It also opens space for miracles and bringing in the healing for whoever we're working with or talking to or engaging with or the situation. But it's done from a distance. And that's interesting, because when I think about the reconnective healing, so the healing frequency that I do, that they've shown it and they've proved, like Dr. Eric Pearl, when, you know, he's teaching it and doing it, he would tell us that it, from a distance, the frequency becomes stronger and stronger. And so this is probably one of the reasons why, you know, if I had a client on my table and I was, you know, 5 inches away from their body doing the frequency, it is as strong if I'm doing it in a distance. If they're in another country or another province or another city somewhere and I'm doing a distance, that frequency gets stronger as the distance increases, which is kind of interesting. And I feel like what happens is there's that space that happens there, that space opens up, and it's in that space that miracles happen, that magic happens, that creation happens. And so that's another good thing for us to remind ourselves that sometimes, and I think this has come up for us, but sometimes we need to create that space. There needs to be that space in order for us to allow the magic to come in, the healing to come in, the answers to come in sometimes, right? Sometimes, again, it's that, you know, I think we've talked about that being too close to it, being too tight, too compact with it. So allowing that space to happen. So I think for those of us who consider ourselves to be empaths, this is going to be our new way of doing things, our new way of being. So we'll never not be empaths because that's who we are. But we can have the recognition of, oh, I don't have to take that on. I don't have to jump into it. I can actually help it and support it and honor it and have compassion for it from a distance. So that will be really important. Now, the next thing that they talked about, they called it the human condition. And so this is really interesting. I find, like, you know, since we've come out of the whole COVID experiment, since we've come out of the, you know, the whole plague experiment, all of that, I mean, obviously it's still happening. We're still having it, but an interesting thing kind of gave us the opportunity through that experience. And that was to pop into like the 3D mode, right? Like the very, very human way of experiencing things. Or you could pop out of that into, you know, the 5D or the soul way of experiencing things. Now, the difference between the two frequency-wise is, and I have to tell you that through this healing journey of my own that I've been going on, you know, there were many, many, many moments during it that I was really stuck in the human condition, like really stuck. And still to this day, if I have a flare up, if I'm having one of my flares where my neurological symptoms are, you know, not great, then I pop back into that 3D mode. And so I'm sure that this reminder that they're giving me is as much for all of us as for myself. So I'm going to make sure that I remind myself about this. But the 3D mode is that human thinking, like that very constricted, in the box, black and white. This is how things are. This is the, you know, that's the thinking. And unfortunately, with that is also the programming, right? So the programming of, who do we listen to? Well, we listen to the doctors. And who do we follow? Well, we follow the politicians. We follow the government. So it's all of that thinking, that programming. And if you feel into that vibrationally, it's so different from who we actually are. Like so very different. And, you know, for me, this has been like a bit of a struggle through this healing journey, and especially with, you know, my doctor, my family doctor, very, very human conditioned human. So no thinking outside of the box, no open space around anything at all, just very, you know, and I've reached a point in it where I just said, well, I can't work with this doctor anymore. And she actually removed me from her roster, like officially sent out the letter. Here you go. We're removing you. Good luck on your, you know, that kind of thing. And even when that happened, my soul energy was like, good, because that's not somebody who you want to help on your healing journey. That's not somebody who's going to be of benefit to you. And yet my ego and my pain body would slide in there and be like, oh, but now what have you done? You've pissed off your doctor. Now you don't have a doctor anymore. What are you going to do? What if you need a doctor? And of course, that's what they're talking about, the human conditioning, the human programming, because the other side of me, the soul part of me, knows that, you know, I've read and watched and listened to endless people who have healed themselves, from cancer and from, you know, every man, you know, paralysis and you name it, big things. They've healed themselves through that, and not necessarily through, you know, the mainstream human condition. This is how you have to do it. These are the statistics on that. They've done it in another space, in a completely other space. And I feel like that, you know, the programming, the whole, you know, COVID experiment, all of that stuff was really kind of to divide us into, you're either on that timeline or you're on this timeline. And I think probably once in, I thought that it was as simple as you either chose that side or you chose that side. But I think there is the going back and forth, because I can honestly say that that's how I've gone through what I've been going through. It's back and forth. But I feel like now what happens is, of course, if you go back and forth, you get a good taste of both sides, and then you can realize, actually, this side feels like a better fit for me. This feels like there's more opportunity there. This feels more open. This feels more compassionate, right? And I feel that's probably the key in it, is that we're looking for that feel of compassion, that openness, that awareness, that expansion. I feel like that's the where we want to be going. That's the place to be in. Now, they did say to me, navigating new terrain with eyes and hearts wide open. This is going to be, I feel like it's like something new, something big, next chapter, something is happening. I feel like it's not necessarily birthing here on this planet. I feel like it's like galactically birthing, and that's going to come down here. They didn't show me a lot, but it feels good. Like, it doesn't feel anything negative. So I think that that's going to be very interesting. I feel like sometimes when they give me those glimpses of that stuff, it's like they couldn't even possibly explain how that's going to play out or what it's going to look like. It's just too big for your mind to just fathom at once. So they just kind of give me a little glimpse of it and then know that it's coming through. This was interesting. So they said sensory overload and overstimulation. And then they said trap, containment. So be really, really aware of this, because remember, this is one of the ways that, you know, the dark side tries to manipulate us and control us, is through that sensory overload, through the overstimulation. When we are in that kind of chaotic energy, it's very easy to manipulate our minds. It's very easy to weaken our energy. So really, really be mindful of that. Of course, the easiest way to do this is to just limit your time on electronics, on the news, on social media, on anything that is overstimulating to your nervous system. I really feel like part of what happens with the space weather is I feel like there's some manipulation that happens there. I feel like that they try and change things, you know, and I there's conspiracy theorists out there talking about this. I've never looked much into it, but I have no doubt about it that, you know, they manipulate the weather, change the weather, try and do right. They are doing that. And so part of that is, I think when that astral weather's coming in, it can really, really overstimulate our nervous system. So the cool thing about it is that we are very adaptable. And so remember, that other side of us, that, you know, our that intuitiveness about us knows to, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go out in nature during this when that's happening, or I'm going to take more lemon balm, or I'm going to make sure that I soak in the water, or I'm going to meditate more. So we have all of that stuff that we know that counters the other stuff. So keep doing that, reminding yourself of all of the tools that you have, all of the gifts that they've given us. And they're not complex or complicated. It's, you know, meditation is always free. It's always the easiest, you know, just focusing on your breath, just, you know, or being mindful when you go for a walk outside and feeling the vibration of the trees and of the grass and, you know, all of that. It's easy to do. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to make any purchases. It's just something that's been gifted to us and given to us. Now, they said that we're going to be going through a phase where we're going to be working on decisiveness. And then they said that you get to decide because of the free will. So this is where, you know, sometimes, you know, even I will wonder, I will be like, okay, so if everybody's talking about how the dark side is doing this and the dark side's manipulating that and the dark side has this power, well, why can't the light side, why can't the light side just be as powerful and just stop it? And just, you know, why can't I just ask for a miracle and a miracle just happens? And of course, that is back into the free will, the, you know, you decide free will. And part of that, and this is where they talked at the beginning here, was that we come here for the experiences. And so I know that, you know, there's been so many times, especially, you know, I think in my whole entire life, of me saying, okay, enough experiences through suffering, through pain, through suffering, enough. I want to have my experiences through joy, through bliss. That's the only way I want to have my experiences. And so I feel like there's, you know, there's our we're saying that with our mind because we're like, okay, well, I don't want to suffer anymore. I do not. But there's also the other part of us that is the, I think that's stronger, that is, you know, we underestimate the strength of that, but that's the part of us that says, well, if we go this way, it might not be the most comfortable way, but we're going to get so much experiences from it. We're going to get so much growth from it. We're going to get so much depth from it that we wouldn't ever be able to if everything just went perfectly and everything was smooth and everything was wonderful. And I get that and I can appreciate that, but I definitely feel like when we're going through that stuff that we need some breaks. we need, okay, so it's kind of like, you know, if you were hitting the books really hard and you were, you know, doing exam after exam after exam, and then you just need a break. You just need to totally, you know, watch cartoons for a bit. Just totally veg out. You need to not be working as hard. And I feel like that's kind of like where some of us are, is we just need that energetic break for a bit. And I feel like that's where like that sense of renewal will come in. We'll have that, you know, that our cells will renew, our energy will renew, everything will come back. And of course, because we've then come through the stuff that we've come through, we will be much stronger. We will be more resilient, we'll be wiser, we'll be more compassionate, right? All of that will happen. And of course, it would never happen if we just took the easy peasy road. It just wouldn't. So maybe they're showing us this, you know, for me as well, to remember and realize that that free will comes in. And just because, you know, we're experiencing things in a difficult way, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the wrong way or the bad way, or we're being punished or the dark side's taking over. It just means that there's that part of us that needs to go through it this way and learn it. And so they're just saying to me, we can say this, and I need to remember this more too, is that we need to be able to say to them to dial it back down a bit, dial it back down. So instead of, you know, me experiencing everything at 100%, let me experience it at like 50 or 40, just so that I can build momentum and get my breath back. Okay, so I feel like this is going to be a, you know, really kind of interesting week coming up. We have our healing together this week, so make sure that you're checking for the Zoom link on that. I feel like we're going to do the no cameras, everybody just get really comfortable, create the intention, put out that big massive energy of healing to all areas, all people. And so if you don't make the live, then just remember that it'll be there in the hub for you so that you can go. Remember, when we do that, we create the intention and the energy around it so that whenever you do listen to it, whenever you participate in it, it will be just as strong as it was when we do the group. So remind yourself about that. And of course, I never really know what they're going to do until we pop into that space. So make sure that you do check it out and make sure that you do participate in the way that you need to. Okay, have a magical, magical week. Sending you huge blessings, and I will talk to you all soon.